Kuyisikhathi sendaba ku-VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku-Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise-Washington, D.C.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 10 enhlolanja 2017 ngo Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
siyabonga kakhulu laba abathe babuya lalumbono ukuthi sizolondoloza amathambo alumuntu lapha. Ngomuntu ongaziwayo lo. Kodwa ke manqazi khangela amathambo akhe la. Umuntu wafa kudala amathambo akhe abesebucuka.
Izakhamizi zeGwandavale eMatobo izolo zenelise ukungcwaba kutsha amathambo omuntu wesifazane atholakale kulumango.
Asikwazi lokho ukuthi kuvela ngaphi lathi siyakubona kukhulunywa ephepheni lasekhaya iHerald leChronicle ukuthi kuvela ngapha asikwazi ngengakhangela namuhla kuwebsite e-ofisi likaminister Gigaba ukuthi ngibone ukuthi mhlawumbe kungabe kule statement esithi sikhuluma ngalokho angizange ngikubone.
Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo ezizalwane zeZimbabwe eSouth Africa zilandule imbiko ethi uhulumendo walelo lizwe usethethe inyathelo phezu kodaba lwamaphepha okuhlala lokusebenza kulelo lizwe okusemthethweni ama-special permits. Kuliviki kuhlelo lweWoza Friday silomculi olengoma edla ubhedu kulezi nsuku ethiwa ngiyakukhumbula. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Izakhamizi zeGwandavale eMatopo izolo zenelise ukungcwaba kutsha amathambo omuntu wesifazane ocatshangelwa ukuthi engaba wabulawa ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe weGugurahundi kulandela ukuvela kwamathambo akhe ngenyanga edluleyo ngemva kwezulu eline kakhulu kwagugudeka umhlabathi. Unompumelelo moyo siphalolo daba ngokugcweleyo eseMatopo.
Izakhamizi zeGwandavale eMatopo zibeke iphika phansi kulandela ukungcwaba kutsha amathambo omuntu wesifazana obika wabulawa ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe weGugurahundi noma nje abanye bethi bebengamazi kodwa ingwevu zesigaba zithi ngomunye wabesifazana owayeyinyanga owabulawa wayangcwatshwa ngamasotsha. Umnumzana Simiso Masuku uthi wayezihambela wagwenxwa ngelinye lamathambo njalo le yindlela abayisebenzisa sikhathi sonke kodwa kulandela ukuna kwezulu umhlaba wagugudeka njalo kuduze lomfula lamasimu esinye isakhamuzi.
But ngihamba endleleni lami ngasembona amathambo asendleleni ngaqutha ngakhangela amathambo la lami ngawabonisisa kahle ngabe ngisithi kusisi wami ngathi mbona amathambo omuntu ngale sabuya sazowakhangela lamathambo. La sabona hayi ngono sibiza abantu abadala. Abantu abadala babuya sakhangela la mathambo abantu abadala labo babizana ngobudala babo sithi hayi abawazi kodwa.
Uthe ngemva kokuhlangana lensumansumane enjalo bayabikela amapholisa kodwa eza afaka amatshe lehlahla kodwa uyajabula ngoba induna yesigaba uMasuku uze wazobancedisa ukuzongcwaba kutsha amathambo la ngoba bekungasahambeki kuleyo ndawo.
Sabtshelwa amapholisa kureportela amapholisa ukuthi sokulamathambo lapha manje asazisenza amapholisa azobuya. Amapholisa athi hayi le indaba enkulu yekuzaqala imali efike eHarare kubochihure. Lathi sasilokhu silinde ukuthi mebha amapholisa azabuya. Kodwa hayi sisibona sokubuya induna.
Usobhuku wemzingwane umnumzana Thomas Ngwenya ubonye izakhamizi lebandla le-MRP ngokusebenza ndawonye umsebenzi onzima ethi kutshengisa ukuba abantu basaselobuntu.
Siyabonga kakhulu laba abathe babuya lalumbono ukuthi sizolondoloza amathambo alumuntu lapha. Ngomuntu ongaziwayo lo. Kodwa ke manqazi khangela amathambo akhe la. Umuntu wafa kudala amathambo akhe abesebucuka.
Unduna Kilion Masuku laye ubonge izakhamizi zeGwanda Valley ethi benze kahle ngokunikeza inhlonipho kwafayo ngoba kuyazila ukuthi amathambo omuntu agiqike engabuthwa.
Lo muntu kasimazi ayokuthi ube uphakathi kwethu kufanele simnike i-decent burial. Yikho esikwenzileyo khona lapha. Ngibonga kakhulu ukuthi lifikele ngomcabango nalowo abantu beGwanda Valley ukuthi lo muntu limnike i-decent burial. Bakhona abantu abalabazali ngcwatshiwe kodwa banganikwanga ingcwaba lakhe angakalibonelisi balihle njengalona lelo elo muntu esingamaziyo.
Umkhokheli we-MRP umqondisi Moyo uthe kabasoke bahlala lapho umthwakazi ebhekana lobunzima noma uhulumende engahlala ebabopha bazaqhubeka besiza njalo bebona ukuba amalungelo oluntu abantu ayahlonitshwa.
Ukuthi sihambile safika ezikolo safunda kancane akuthi ukuthi sesihlakaniphile okwedlulale nelisisalileyo. Ngokunjalo imikhosi yonke singayizwa ukuthi abantu bakithi balohlupho okuncane sikwenelisayo siza kuzama.
Izulu liyana izwe lonke njalo selichiye umonakalo omkhulu endaweni ezinenyi kuthi amangcwaba abantu ababulawa ngesikhathi segugurawundi iningi lawo awatshoni alakho ukugugudeka umhlabathi amathambo abantu akhukhulwe ngamanzi. Izakhamizi zeGwanda Valley zicele ukuba uhulumende alandele indlela esemthethweni angcwabe kuhle abantu kulokuthi amathambo abo akhukhulwe lizulu kumbe abe segcekeni kulawo ayabe engabonwanga ngabantu esemahlathini. Ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe abantu babebulawa mahlayana bengcwatshwe njengenyamazana ngemva kwezulu elanayo alakho ukuvela ngoba umhlabathi omningi usugugudekile amathambo amaningi alakho ukuba akhukhulwe ngamanzi. Ngimele iStudio 7 iseGwanda Valley ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Inhlanganiso ezilela amalungelo ezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa zilandule imbiko ethi uhulumende weSouth Africa usethethe inyathelo phezu kodaba lwamaphepha okuhlala lokusebenza kulelo lizwe okusemthethweni. Amaphephandaba ambalwa agoqela eLady Herald athi umphathintambo wendaba zekhaya kwele South Africa umnumzana Malusi Gigaba usethethe inyathelo lokuba izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezikwele South Africa kumele zisuke amaphepha azo engafika emaphethelweni ekupheleni komnyaka wonalo. Imizamo yokukhuluma loGigaba phezu kwalolu daba yehlule. Ubulembu bogatsha lwezenzakala elizweni leSouth Africa alulambiko owethulwe ngamaphephandaba la. Sixoxe lomgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwean Community in South Africa, umnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabena, laye uthi imbiko le ikhanya iyize.
Asikwazi lokho ukuthi kuvela ngapi lathi siyakubona ukukhulunywa ephepheni lase khaya iHerald leChronicle ukuthi kuvela ngapha sikwazi ngengakhangela namuhla kuwebsite office lika Minister Gigaba ukuthi ngibone ukuthi mhlawumbe kungabe kule statement esithi sikhuluma ngalo kanzange ngikubone mhlawumbe ngabe ukukhuluma kwenye indawo kodwa sikwaziyo thina ukuthi kubizwe umhlangano owenhlanganiso ezisebenza nabantu baseZimbabwe okwamaphepha ama special permit ona lawo ngevikelezayo lapho esicabanga khona ukuthi uMinister Gigaba lapho azachazisela khona ama-organizations mayeqeda njengenjayelo abese addressa ke imedia echazisa ukuthi kuzokwenzakalani. Thina ngapha bese sivele sitshele labo esebenza labo ukuthi hayi kakulalutho esingabatshela khona kuze kufike umhlangano lo sikhangelele ukuthi uzaba khona ngevikelezayo lapho ungqongqotshani akhangelele ukuthi achazise ukuthi thina esiphethe amaphemithi lawa kuzahamba njani.
Alo ke bekungumnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabena, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwean Community in South Africa, ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eseSouth Africa. Umthethwandaba weMelika izolo uyale ukuvumela ukusebenza kwomthetho kamongameli Donald Trump ovimba izizalane zamazwe ayisikhombisa ukuza kwelemelika. Umthetho lo waqala wavinjwa ngumthethwandaba waphansi okwabangela ukuthi uhulumende kamnumzana Trump uphikise isinqumo lesi emthethwandaba waphezulu we-Federal Appeals Court. Umthetho ka-Trump lo uvimba izizalane zamazwe abalisa ele Iran, Syria, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, kanye lele Yemen ukuza kwele Melika phakathi kwenyanga ezine ezilandelayo. Amazwe wonke la alandela ukholo lwesiMuslim. UTrump uthi uthethe leli nyathelo emzameni yokwenqabela izigilamkhuba ezingavela emazweni la zisiza eMelika ngenjongo yokuzohlasela uZulu. Ukwethulwa kwemthetho lo kwabangela ukuvinjwa kwabantu abaningi ukungena eMelika ababe lamavisa lemvumo yokungena lokuhlala eMelika. Kodwa abagcina sebevunyelwa ngemva kwesinqumo somthethwandaba waphansi. Uhulumende kamnumzana Trump ulakho ukuphikisa isinqumo sayizolo emthethwandaba waphezulu owe Supreme Court. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba, untungameli inkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lesizalane seZimbabwe esihlala ngapha eMelika, umnumzana Muzobanzi Ncube.
Sijabulile kakhulu nje lapha eMelika inkomo nge-ruling yayizolo liyana ephume ku-Circuit Court of Appeals. Kutshengisela kakhulu e-America lemhlabeni nje jikelele isibonelo sama-separation of powers. Esingathi kutsho ukuthi ngesiNdebele ukuthi umongameli anavi la mandla aphezu komthetho welizwe. Ama-powers la esikhuluma ngawe i-executive eyeka mongameli and then sokusiba le-judiciary eyo eyabo judge labo magistrate lapha nxa sisi emakhoti and then sokusiba le-legislative body eyiye eyakha imithetho eyiye elandelwa lilizwe eyiye elandelwa ngabo judge emakhoti. Kutshengisele kakhulu sibili lapha e-America ukuthi khona i-judiciary system yalapha eMelika iyasebenza and it is impartial, uyabona, it is not partisan, ilandela umthetho welizwe, which is the constitution, isisekelo selizwe. Sibonile izolo umthetho usebenza ngoba uDonald Trump umongameli walapha eAmerica ubezinike amandla afuke aba ngaphezu komthetho weAmerica. Kuyasebenza kakhulu lokho, sikubonile silukusebenza. Unlike kithi thina eZimbabwe lapho esilabo ojaji abapartisan abanjengabo Jijika Usiku, so uJijika Usiku abantu babuya eZimbabwe bekhala ngokuthi kulama human rights violations kunje befayile emakhoti, but yena akakuboni lokhu ngoba umelele umgabe instead yokuthi alandele umthetho welizwe.
Ubaba uTrump uthi ulakho ukuya emthethwandaba weSupreme Court ongumthethwandaba ophezulu ukuyaphikisa isinqumo lesi. Ubona ephumelela na?
Akuzaba nzima kakhulu njengoba sesilama court amabili kathesi, ama federal court, you know, district court la yambona ukuthi hayi umongameli lapha ubezinika amandla angelamsebenzi. Satshengisela futhi kuwa-appellate court ukuthi hayi labo batshengisa ukuthi, you know, and futhi it was unanimous decision 3-0. Ojaji bonke besithi no, mongameli lapha uphambanisile, usuke waba ngaphezu kwamandla akho. Umthetho uthi angeke sibandlulule abanye abantu ukuthi beze lapha elizweni.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Muzobanzi Ncube isizalane seZimbabwe esihlala ngapha kwele Melika obexoxa ecingweni lo ntungameli inkomo ekhona pha eVirginia. Ngesikhathi leZimbabwe libhekane lokuswelakala kwemali emabhanga, abanye sebengena emazweni angomakhelwane anjengeBotswana ukuyazama ukuvula amabhuku okugcina imali emabhanga emazweni lawo. Kodwa iningi liphenduka lilokudana. Intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 uMartin Ngwenya usinikeza lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGaborone kwebele eBotswana.
abanye beZimbabwe sebechapha umncele besiyazama ukuvula amabhuku emabhanga emazweni njengeSouth Africa leBotswana ngesikhathi bebalekela udubo lokuswelakala kwemali emabhanga aselizweni. Labo abathunyelwa imali evela ngaphandle kwelizwe ingena amabhukwini abo ugcinisa imali emabhanga bathi bathwala nzima ukuthola imali ngesikhathi abasifunayo, njalo langohlobo lwamadola eMelika ngesikhathi eziningi beyaphiwa ingama-bond notes. Kodwa imizamo yabo yokuvula amabhuku emabhanga eBotswana ichana limduli ngenxa yokuthi kufanele amaphepha okuhlala kumbe okusebenza kweleBotswana. Umzana Onesimo Dube ungomunye asebeke bazama ukuvula iaccount kwelinye ibhanga eBotswana.
Sesizama lathi ukuthi sivule amaaccount kwamanye amazwe njengaseBotswana laseSouth Africa ukuthi lanxa abantu izihlobo zethu eziphandle zisithumela imali senelise ukuthi siyithole kalula, ngoba amabhanga ala ekhaya ukuthi uzuyithola imali kuba nzima kakhulu. Kodwa inkinga yokuthi uma usufuna ukuyivula leyo account ibadinga amaphepha njengamapermit.
Omunye weZimbabwe umnumzana Andreas Mpofu uthi kuyazwisiseka ukuthi kungani abanye bakhe bezama ukuzovula amabhuku okugcinisa imali emabhanga kweleBotswana kumbe kwele South Africa.
Abantu bazathini? Ikhona nje ukuthi khona if ukwanize uvule account yakho eBotswana at least imali ozayithola enxa from i-diaspora from ama family members abangaphesheya bebe bayifake eBotswana uthole i-cash rather than ukuthi uhlale kuphela eZimbabwe ungatholi any cash. Sakubona lokhu kudala abantu bagijimela eBotswana bavula ama-account ngesikhathi sakhona kwakulula. O-Barclays lapha, o-Standard Chartered babesekela abantu beZimbabwe bevula ama-account bengala ma-permits. Kathesi akuselula.
Uthi udubo olukhona ukuthi ukwehluleka ukuvula amabhuku emabhanga phandle kwelizwe kutsho ukuphuma kwemali eZimbabwe okuthiwa i-externalization.
On the other hand again, into le yenza ukuthi kube le nto kuthiwa i-externalization. Umuntu ofuna ukuchapha ethenga izinto eBotswana ebefundi nxa eseBotswana eswipe kuphela ethenga izinto lezana, hayi khona ukuthi eseZim ebese edinga i-cash eZim ephumelayo ezoyidiphoza ngapha eBotswana. Yikecina uthola ukuthi eZim i-cash isishoda.
Ngomnyaka ka-2008 ngesikhathi njalo iZimbabwe ibhekanelwa ukuswelakala kwemali emabhanga, iningi lavula amabhuku okugcinisa imali lamabhanga eBotswana afana labo Barclays. Kodwa esinye isisebenzi seBarclays eHavron esingafisanga ukuqanjwa ngegama sijele iStudio 7 ukuthi imithetho yokuvula amabhuku emabhanga sewaqiniswa libhanga elikhulu lelizwe eleBank of Botswana sekufunakala incwadi zokuhlala kumbe ukusebenza eBotswana kulabo abukuza. NginguMartin Ngwenya wendaba seStudio 7 ngiseHavron kweleBotswana.
Live talk lamhla sixoxa ngamaphepha ezizalane zeZimbabwe ezihlala eSouth Africa, ama special permits asezaphela ukusebenza ekupheleni komnyaka wonalo. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 kuze lisithinte ecingweni kumbe ku WhatsApp lingenelani kuhlelo. Le balaleli iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo wathi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanyamazwe. Umongameli omutsha usanda kethwa kwele Somalia uthi uzasebenza nzima ukuthi ilizwe lakhe likhitshwe kuluhlu lwamazwe alezizalwane ezivinjwe ukungena kwele Melika phansi kweziqondiso zikamongameli Donald Trump. Umongameli Mohamed Abdullah Mohamed utsho lokhu kungqoqo ayenze lo msakazo we-VOA. Umongameli Recep Tayyip Erdogan wakwele Turkey uselobe igama lakhe emthethweni obulolongwa wokuthi kwenziwe ukhetho olwe referendum lokwamukela kumbe ukwala ukungezelelwa kwamandla kamongameli elizweni. Le iStudio 7 esakaza eMelika eVoice of America. Okwamanje ke sizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weleMelika. Uxolo balaleli sesiliphake udaba oluthi lona ekunanzeni usuku lokukhuthaza uthando olwe Valentine's Day mhla ka 14 Nhlolanja kuvikezayo edolobheni lakobulawa kuzaqhutshwa umkhosi womncintiswano wezambatho owe Summer Fashion and Style okhangelelwe ngamehlo abomvu ngabathanda izembatho ezilohlonzi zangalezi insuku owe the Grand Vista. Lumcimbi unikeza abathunga labalungisa izembatho baseZimbabwe amathuba okuzithuthukisa kulabo abayabe benqobile ukuze benelise ukuthengisa abakulungisa ezitolo ezithiyeneyo zeZimbabwe kunye lase South Africa. UMike Hobe oStudio 7 uxoxeke wasethulela waqoqa umkhosi weSummer Fashion and Style wasethulela lolu daba.
Kungxoxo ayenzela lomsakazo, unkosikazi Sammy Case uchasise kabanzi ukuthi umncithiswano weSummer Fashion and Style walonyaka uzoqhushwa ngayiphi indlela.
Idinga abantu abale talent ukuthi bestanise ukuthi those who can design things that are unique or different so that we can give them ama opportunities because abone ukuthi abantu abathungayo they are not recognized ngabantu, they usually thunga they're hidden somewhere. So akuna abantu ababanika ithuba lokuthi bebe a brand entity.
UCase uphinde waphatha udaba lokudlelana okukhona phakathi kwalo mcimbi wabo losuku lwe Valentine's Day.
Iyenzanga ukuthi lady kule reason yokuthi lady is Valentine's Day, but it was just a day in the calendar which we chose.
Lapho ebuzwa ngokuthi bakhangelele ukuthi kuzoba labantu abaningi na emkhosini wabo lo, uCase uthi ngempela bakhangelele abantu abaningi, echasisa lokuthi bazobe bengabantu abanjani.
Babe khona sibe abantu abaqhaphukile ngelanga lona le. Ama companies athiyeneyo who have come together to put this together of the merchants, ama designers.
Unkosikazi Thobekile Zondo ngomunye wabathungayo izembatho ezibukiswa kulo mncithiswano etsho lokuthi ukunqoba kulo mncithiswano kuqhakatheke okungakanani kuye labathungi bonke abangena kuwo.
Summer Fashion and Style Awards yena leza bakhona mhla ka 14 February. I think into enkulu kakhulu kithi thina ama upcoming fashion designers because siphelele ithuba ukubana sengizibona lapho isiqakathe yenganani lapho kuza siyenzibona kasiphumele phandle sitshengise ama talent ethu silawa e fashion designing. Lakhona ukuthi kuza kule izinto ezivimisayo khonapho ezifana lokuthi kule competition yokuya e South Africa le competition lelo ukuthi uyawina futhi ukuthi uthole ukubana ufake impahla zakho kuwalo ofa department.
UZondo uphinde waphatha udaba lwamathuba akhe okunqoba kulo mncithiswano.
Lokhu ngike ngizekwazi ngakho nje lami ngizazama ngayo ke indlela ukubana ngikwazi ubana ngiwine. So ngizazama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi ngiwine, but ukuthi amathuba anganani angeke ngizekwazi ngoba sihlangene, ama-designers are very talented kakhulu.
Abafundi abafisa ukuyobukela umncintiswano lo bezilibazisa labathandi babo bakhangelelwe ukuhlawulela amadola amahlanu ukungena, kodwa oza ukuzongena eyedwa uzobe ekhangelelwe ukubhadala amadola alishumi. Ukuze lithole ulwazi olubanzi mayelana lalo mcimbi, kumele libathinte kunombolo ezithi 0779-371-713. Kumbe balandeleni kukhasi labo ele Facebook ngaphansi kwegama Summer Fashion and Style. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngise Washington DC, ngingu-Mike Hobe.
Siyabonga Mike.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, umsebenzi uphokile. Was a Friday, my sweetie.
Woza Friday my sweetie. Kuliviki kuhlelo lwe Woza Friday silomculi umsizi K olengoma edla ubhedu kulezi nsuku ethiwa ngiyakukhumbula. Intatheli izindaba yethu uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umsizi K yena owaziwa kakhulu ngokutshaya ingoma zohlobo lwe-hip hop weboleke ichorus yengoma yodumo ekaLove Mama Jaivana ethiwa Umoya Wami, njalo uthi lokhu kwenze ukuze alimukise abasakhulayo ukuba bengalahli unyawo lwakudala.
Bengikhangela ukuthi yabona esikhathini esiningi abantu bakithi they end up sampling a lot of stuff from outside besekele ukusebenzisa ingoma zakithi ezikhona yabona ezalapha ezithakazelelwa ngabantu. So I'm trying ukuthi ngenze ukuthi umphakathi appreciate that old school music and bring it back in a new and exciting way yabona.
Umsizi ke uthi ingoma le ethiwa ngiyakukhumbula ikhuluma ngomuntu ongaphandle kwelizwe ocabanga isithandwa sakhe yasichiye kobulawayo. Lolu daba luqhubekela phambili kodwa eseyichaya ngohlobo lwe-house music ephathisa umngane wakhe uVOP lapho lowo muntu esephendukile njalo lelo culo balibiza ngokuthi homecoming. Ngiyathiwa ngiyakukhumbula ivutha amalangabi kulezi nsuku emsakazweni weSkies Metro FM osakazayo edolobheni lakobulawayo lasendaweni ezigqagqelele leli dolobho. Njalo umsizi K ukuthi ukuba khona kwalo msakazo sekudale ukuba imisebenzi yakhe yazakale.
Ukuya kweSkies Metro kube into enhle kakhulu for i-career kamsizi K ngoba nxa ngihamba nje ezindaweni ngiyezwa nje lama bantu banjela ukuthi ayi ndoda sikuzwe kuradio lapha. Ya, ndoda nihlala ndoda sikuzwe kuradio lapho ya. Ngiyancedisa kakhulu ngoba abamphakathi susizwa more and more music from umsizi K.
Umsizi K ucindezela imisebenzi yakhe House of Rising Sound Studio etholakala elokitshini laseGwabalanda njalo uhlezi esebenzelana ndawonye labanye abaculi abasebenzela kulindawo. Nangu ephuma enkundleni yengoma aphathise khona uNomara ethiwa uthando. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga Joseph Njanji. Ke sizwe ke udaba oluveza umbono wekahulumende welemelika.
Unobhala obona ngezomvikela kwelemelika omutsha umnumzana James Mattis wenza uhambo lwakhe lwakuqala ngemva kokufungiswa ukuthatha lesi sikhundla linyanga esithekelela abangane belizwe lakhe kwezomvikela abafana leSouth Korea leJapan lapho akhangelelwe ukugcizelela ukuzinikela kwelemelika ekusebenzeleni lamazwe asemhlubulweni owe-Asia Pacific. ESouth Korea uSecretary Mattis ukhangelelwe ukukhuthaza ukuqiniswa kwenhlelo zokusebenzelana kwamazwe umabili ukuze kulondolozwe ukuthula lokuzinza kulowo mhlubulo. Uthe ingozi edalwa ngumakhelwane walelo lizwe iNorth Korea yokulungisa izikhali zenuclear isephule iziqondiso zokulungiswa kwalezi zikhali ezamazwe womhlaba. Uthe kuyinto abangayithathi lula ngakho bazaqinisa ezomvikela hhaji owemelika kuphela kodwa lamazwe angabangani abanjengeSouth Korea. USecretary Mattis uqhubeke esithi ulethemba lezomvikela kweleSouth Korea lincediswa ngelemelika ngoba linezikhali ezilakho ukuvimba izikhali zamamisayili emoyeni ezingathunyelwa ngeleNorth Korea. ESeTokyo khona ngaleke kweleJapan uSecretary Mattis ukhangelelwe ukuthi uzaphatha njalo ukuqiniswa kubudlelwano bamazwe omabili esithi labo baqakathekile ekuqinisweni kwezomvikela emhlubulweni we-Asia Pacific. Wathembisa ukuba elemelika lokhu elizimisele kuziqondiso zesivumelwano samazwe omabili ese-Treaty of Mutual Security. Kodwa waqhubeka ethi elemelika leJapan laloba ebelo ukuphumelela kangaka kwezomvikela angayekethisi ukuqinisa zonke izikhexe ezingasetshenziswa ngabalomona abadinga ukudala ingxabangxoza ikakhulu ngamazwe afana leNorth Korea laboChina.
Lolo ke bekuludaba oluveza imbono wekahulumende welemelika. Lusigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Izakhamizi zeGwandavele eMatobo izolo zenelise ukungcwaba kutsha amathambo omuntu wesifazane ucatshangelwa ukuthi ngaba wabulawa ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe wegugurawundi. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Igama nguChris Gande, ngilitshiya kuStudio 7 Live Talk. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.